Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So New York State has an official state bird, the Eastern Bluebird, a state flower, the rose. It even has an official state muffin, apple, of course. But earlier this week, the state Senate voted in favor of adding a new category, enter yogurt, which could become your official New York State snack. There was even a contentious 44-minute long debate that took place on the Senate floor this week. John Stewart noticed.
I'm telling you, this was maybe the best 40 minutes any legislative chamber anywhere in the country has ever spent. And as for you, Kruger, I got no patience for this nitpickery. Nobody wants to hear any more of your petty complaints about the yogurt bill.
One of my possible concerns with supporting yogurt as the New York State official snack is the issue of lactose intolerance.
There is soy yogurt. Which does not have the very products which you're concerned about. And that's why, back to your earlier question, in terms of designating a specific type of yogurt, yogurt is a very generic and all-inclusive type of product.
This guy's like the Ken Jennings of yogurt. He's got an incredibly encyclopedic and fluid argumentative style.
Yes, John Stewart was paying attention to Albany, and here to talk about the yogurt bill is Jessica Alimo, state politics reporter for Capital New York. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. And listeners, yes, we promise this is democracy at work.
It certainly is.
Before the Senate gives way to the Assembly, before the Assembly votes, and this actually goes to the governor's desk, you can still influence this, people. Is yogurt the right choice for a state snack? If not, what would you suggest instead? Call us up, 212-433-9692. But, Jessica, as the calls are coming in, why, after all these years without one, are they debating a state snack in Albany at all?
Well, you can really have a state anything. While I was waiting to come on the air, I just took a look at state statute. We have a state gem. We have a state shell. We have a state reptile. We even have a state fossil. So it was just an idea by a state lawmaker. And usually these things are uncontentious. It's symbolic. It's a state symbol. Doesn't mean much. After this is all over, it's just going to go into state code, and it's just going to stand. Maybe the yogurt companies will use it in their branding, but it doesn't mean much.
Wait, we have a state reptile? What is the state reptile?
The state reptile is, pardon my computer for going slow, it is the common snapping turtle.
All right. How about that?
Yes.
Hope it doesn't snap at me. But this is an industry thing. I mean, all kidding aside for a moment, the yogurt, the dairy industry, hugely important to New York. And ever since the surge in interest, especially in Greek yogurt about 5 years ago, this has started to take shape because those Greek yogurts that so many people eat, Chobani, Fage, they're actually made here.
Yogurt is a booming industry in upstate New York, especially in Senator Ranzenhofer's district. Before I moved to Albany, I worked for the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle, and I toured a couple of yogurt plants in the nearby Batavia. And it really is. It's providing a lot of jobs, and it's a big economic booster for the region.
And the governor announced that New York is officially outproducing every other state when it comes to yogurt. Even California, making it the yogurt capital of America, and yet the story goes that this bill came to the floor at the urging of a fourth-grade class from Bergen, New York.
Yes.
How did they get involved?
They were doing a class project on how a bill becomes a law, and as I understand it, the idea came up somehow that they should suggest it. Suggest something. It came to Senator Ranzenhofer's attention, and he figured it was a pretty good idea, so he submitted it.
So these fourth graders made a video endorsing, spontaneously, of course, yogurt as the official state snack. These fourth graders are really choosing yogurt at snack time, not, say, Cheetos or Yodels?
Supposedly, yes. I mean, thinking back to what I liked when I was their age, I probably would have gone with the Cheetos, but hey, maybe they were raised better.
All right. Well, let's see what our callers would like to suggest. Either yogurt, yes, you can say yes to yogurt, or say no to yogurt. and nominate another New York State official snack. Adam on Long Island, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. I was thinking about apple pie. New York is the second largest apple-producing state, and I know we produce it all over the state, and there's nothing more American than apple pie.
Apple pie. Bert in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Official state snack? Hi, Bert.
Hello.
What's your official state snack?
The official state snack that I propose is the apple, but those are not really my points.
Well, I'm going to leave it there for a minute. DD on the Upper East Side, official state snack nominee.
True to New York, it should be the apple. It keeps your blood sugar stable. It's got loads of vitamins and fiber.
Thank you. Scott in Suffolk County, nominee for official state snack.
Guess I'm jumping on the bandwagon here. I was going to say apples. It's the most symbolic thing there could be for New York.
Thank you for your call. Hey, Jessica Olimo, state politics reporter for Capital New York. Do you sense a little bit of a pattern among our callers?
I do, and I must interrupt and say that the apple is the state fruit, and the apple muffin is the state muffin.
So
the apple is very well represented.
So you people are covered. It is funny. So many. There were, at one point, 6 of our 10 lines were people calling in to say apples, but not Marianne in the East Village. Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Official state snack might be?
Kale chips. You can grow it in New York. You can make it yourself. It's healthy. Yogurt isn't so healthy for you. People usually eat yogurt with lots of sugar in it, and lots of people can't tolerate it, so...
Kale chips. You don't have a fourth grader, I presume.
No.
Thank you. Jan in Brooklyn, official state snack?
A yogurt has GMO. It's not healthy, and unless it's organic. And a fantastic snack is hummus because it has sesame and chickpeas, and it's good for your brain and keeps your weight down.
Wait, chickpeas? Oh, yeah, hummus. But GMOs, what in yogurt is
because
from?
Because they feed the cows the soy pellets, which are GMOs. So any time you have any milk product that's not organic, you're getting GMOs.
Thank you. Did GMOs come up on the Senate floor?
Not at all. That was one thing that was not discussed. But interestingly enough, Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal has a bill that's going through the legislative process right now that would require any food product containing GMOs to be labeled as such.
Judith saying yes to yogurt?
Yes, to yogurt. And I agree it should be organic and should be plain, not sweetened. If you get it plain, you can sweeten it with whatever you want, but it has many health benefits. That's why people in countries that eat yogurt live longer. And I thought that even it could be eaten if you're lactose intolerant, but perhaps not.
I think Ashley in the Garment District has something to say about that. Hi, Ashley.
Hi. My partner is lactose intolerant, and literally 2 days ago I made yogurt with lactose-free milk. And it was very easy because though some say you can eat yogurt if you're lactose intolerant, she's not one that can.
Thank you very much. Jessica Olimo, 10 seconds. Is this going to sail through the assembly and we will have yogurt as the official state snack alongside apples as the official state fruit and apple pie as the official state, whatever it is you said, in addition?
After all this attention, I won't even dare to guess.
Not predicting the political outcomes in Albany. Jessica Olimo, who covers the state capitol for Capitol New York, thank you very much.
Absolutely. It was great to be here.
And in case you think it was only news organizations like Capitol New York and The Daily Show noticing this vital debate of public interest going on in the state capitol of New York State, they weren't the only ones. David Letterman noticed.
Here in New York, something that was called to my attention, and we put together a segment called New York State, that's where we live, : your tax dollars at work.
This bill would designate yogurt as the official state snack.
What exactly are we defining as a snack?
You have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then you have snacks.
Did you consider, say, the potato chip?
No.
Cheesecake?
Well, the cheesecake I thought more of a dessert.
Raisins?
No.
Cashews?
No, I would never do that.
Pretzels?
Never.
What if, through you, Mr. President, if this pretzel was dipped in yogurt?
Yogurt would be the state snack, the pretzel would not.
Can we consider the carrot cookie?
Bill's passed, Senator Libous.
And lastly, let me talk about the state muffin.
So have a great weekend, everyone. Don't oversnack. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.